Oh, big night. Big night in the lounge.
I love when it's a big night in the lounge because we're big girls and we have a lot of room and we need big things to fill it.
We need a big night every now and then.
Big, big night tonight. Welcome, Denise.
Welcome, Donna.
To Lesbian Lounge with Denise and Donna here on MyLesbianRadio.com. Welcome back, producer Vicky. So glad to see you. You know, she flew in just for the show.
I know.
She got here like
she's like
six.
A jet setter.
She is. She's like out of town, in for the show. Out of town, in for the show. She's back.
Oh, she plans her vacations around Wednesdays.
She's so devoted. Way more than we are. We're like, throw in a repeat, whatever.
How sad.
Not so much.
We've become divas.
No. Mm. All right. A little. We've become divs. Meanwhile, welcome Chatters.
Yeah, DJ Harmony rocked us in again.
Once again, yeah. Made a beautiful performance for
started
us.
Started a little late, but it's nothing to be nervous about, DJ Harmony. That's just gay boy time. That's all. It's, you know, 7 o'clock, 7:12, no
same
difference
thing,
to them.
Yeah. Same thing, I
just
know,
like us, 9 o'clock, 9:05, 9:15, you never know.
We're in, we're on the air, we're off the air, we don't even know until we actually begin and you tell us.
Yeah.
And you all
we
say,
usually have to look at the chat room and say, are we on? Are you guys, are we on? Are we on? Can you hear us?
Are we on? Is this thing on?
Hello, can you hear me?
Hello.
We started off with a big room and everybody's dropping out like flies, but they're jumping back in, so the trap door must be active tonight.
Oh, that was harassment on Sunday.
I know. I don't need a Weber grill.
Just buy the fucking grill, for God's sakes. Everybody had it. Poor J-Ro got bumped hard and never got back in. She got.
But
some,
she's here tonight.
And that's all that matters.
For VJJ's safe, DJ Harmony's hanging in. Weber's in there. Mimi dropped in, dropped out. She'll be back.
I hope so.
She's still learning. She's
My Mimi, she's a little bit
technically,
you know, disconcerted with the technology.
Yeah, okay. That's
right. She is. But, you know, Vicky just stated the reason why J-Ro's actually in the room to stay is she, in fact, bought three grills on Sunday. Very good.
I guess I know what I'm getting for my birthday. Which
Big
I have decided.
Birthday, Denise.
I have decided that I would like it at the drag dining experience that is Lips.
Lips, down here in Fort Lauderdale.
Oakland Federal, so if you are in the vicinity and you feel like driving in on September 20th.
Saturday, December 20th.
We're just going to hang out with the drag queens.
Yeah, we're not going to, like, put you up anywhere, but really, seriously, come down.
Honestly.
Come on down! Or it'll, over.
It'll be worth your while.
You'll so have fun. First weekend of the month, you'll be with us in at Women Fest in Key West, at Pearls, and third weekend of the month, you'll be here in Fort Lauderdale celebrating the birthday of...
It's
of
a
the
big one.
Major host. It does end in a zero.
It does.
It's a huge one.
It's a huge one.
It's a painful
I'm
one.
I'm having a crisis over it. I got to be honest.
You know, I'm not going to dissuade you from your crisis. I'm going to. I understand.
Will you embrace my crisis?
I will embrace your crisis for this because the Valium treatment. You know, I know it's already begun, and I appreciate and support the Valium treatment. It's going to be hard. It's not going to go easy.
I think that was a lovely gift from my mother.
Cuckoo, ca-choo, Mrs. Robinson.
She goes, oh, you need a Valium. So I go to take one out of the bottle. She goes, no, keep the bottle. I'll just call in a refill. I was like, oh, thank you. Okay.
Love your mom.
Oh, my God.
Love your mom.
You know, she spent the 80s in a Valium haze.
A lot of stuff. Well, she had you as a teenager, please.
And I was so good. I don't even get it.
I'm like,
I wasn't bad.
Let's tell the story about your 4'10", 93-pound mother breaking down your bedroom door. Let's discuss. Once I was bad. Well, how about your going away party that you remember 7 minutes of? Twice I was bad.
She wasn't here for that. That doesn't count.
That was fun.
We sent her pictures, though. Here's Denise. Here's Denise with a present. Here's Denise with her head in the toilet. Here's Denise crying. Here's Denise with puke on herself.
No, there's not pictures of you with puke.
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh, in your hair and everything.
Yeah, that's the only thing. Because it was taken in the bathroom.
Very nice.
Hi, Aunt Joanne.
Lovely Aunt Joanne giving us a call on Wednesday nights to give us a kickoff now that she's got the computer.
Do you know what she wanted to tell me?
No.
She, my mother had her MS retreat this past weekend.
Yes, yes.
And of course, she always comes back with a great scooter story.
Of course.
So this year, somebody accidentally put their scooter in fifth, rammed the banquet table, knocked somebody off a chair. They had to call 911. The whole time, the karaoke singers were singing New York, New York on stage.
Oh, my God.
So
stop
she was absolutely cracking up. And then there was a woman there who taught them about laughing and endorphins and what that does for your health.
Good.
So now every time you get stressed out, you should start with a hee-hee-hee, ha-ha-ha, and then get into your laughter rhythm. So my mom was at the casinos today, and she was losing big, but she just kept going, hee hee hee.
I see this as yet another opportunity to endorse your mom getting high. I really do.
I wish you would.
Because the laughter would come so much easier and so much more realistically.
I agree.
A laugh fest has had
no hee hee ha ha necessary.
None. It just comes. You're like, I'm losing.
What's another $25?
What's $25? I've got a condition.
What she said the best was there was some people, I guess, what they do is they take a Marriott in Miami.
Yeah.
And they kind of do what we do for gay days. They block out a bunch of floors for the MS people and their families and the vendors and all that. And it is definitely like an MS weekend. They have special staff on hand, volunteers and people in the medical field and all that, which is always necessary. But a few people, just like at gay days, don't realize that that's what's going on that weekend.
Yeah.
So she said they were, every night they would kind of do what we do. They go down by the pool and they giggle and laugh at everything that had gone on all day. And all the wheelchair people and all the walker people and cane people and everybody's out there. Well, these two, like, you know, Miami studs came around the corner with their drinks in their hand and went, whoa.
No.
She goes, I never saw two guys, like, the look on their face was just like, what did we stumble into?
Oh, how rude.
Funny. They backed out right away. Yeah.
Well, I would have solicited wheelchair sex immediately. Like, have you ever tried it? You know, like, hit the guys up. Hit on the guys. No, I'm saying, you know.
Come here, you guys.
We'll pay you
both. Don't rush off. Don't rush off.
There's 9 of us and 2 of you. We'll pay you. A lot of us haven't had any in a long time. Forget that whole thing about the dead weight. No, it's not like that at all.
I was cracking up because my mom's one friend that I met at the fundraiser that we had at my work.
Oh, yeah.
Diane is really good in her wheelchair. Like, she backed that baby up into her parking spot.
Sweet.
Honestly, I swear to God, it was like a Mazda commercial. She just, like, went right into a parking spot, you know? And so I was saying all the inexperienced people there must drive her crazy. She must just be like, amateur. Amateur. And she's doing wheelie and crazy eights and all this other shit. These people are just trying to get in the elevator without busting it.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine only 2 per elevator? Imagine going up at the end of the night. It takes 2.5 hours for all of them to get up.
The story from last year about the lady that rammed into the wall of the elevator. Then the doors closed and she backed up and hit the doors. And all she was trying to do was just turn around and face the front. My mom was like, you know what? Just stay where you are and back out when the doors open.
Yeah, we'll help you. Beep, beep,
I said,
beep.
You should wear an orange vest and carry cones.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, next year, wear an orange vest.
The director. Very good.
Be the hall monitor.
Funny.
Hey. Speed limit's 10. hey.
None of that 12. Slow it down. We'll ticket you.
Oh, my God.
Oh, but I'm glad. It is. It's, you know what? Like, you're comparing it to gay days. It's just having a community event with a lot of people like you.
Mm-hmm.
That's very cool.
She really has a good time every year.
Because you take away so much, like ideas and hints and life lessons, and then, you know.
I think it's like all the different stages of it, too, is good, because some of the people that aren't at that stage but know it's coming, they've got a lot of questions.
And be mean about it, but I wasn't going to be mean.
Oh, she's ridiculously mean when she comes home from it.
I love it.
Oh, my God. When she talks about her and then her other friend with the cane and the one in the scooter, like going anywhere together, she's like, it's like the monkeys, you know, one can't see, one can't hear, one can't see. One can't walk, one's in wheels, one's got a walker. It's, I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, no. But, you know, you got to laugh, because laugh therapy.
We always have. Everything is about the condition.
They should just have them listen to the show every week.
The best is, like, my mom will be like, Denise, go light the grill, like when we're cooking out or something. Go light the grill. I have a condition.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going.
Convenient.
Thank God she didn't have this when I was a teenager.
Yeah, you'd have guilt galore.
Oh.
You'd be guilty.
Terrible.
Really?
Honest to goodness.
So, you know, we do have a big show tonight. We do have Lori Michaels calling in a little bit. And, she's got big news and new stuff.
Good stuff
and
happening for our
girl. Great lineup for her to be busy with. I'm happy about that. Tonight we're introducing our new segments we announced last week, Denise. We're going to talk about a short film that we both watched during Boxer Shorts.
And then we're doing the fat food review.
The fatty foodie review.
Nice.
We jumped ahead on that a little. That was good.
Uh-huh.
And then after the second break tonight, we will be open for advice from Dear Krabby and Abby.
We'll have some people in the chat room throw something out that might be happening in their life. Doesn't have to be a gay thing. Could be a family thing. Could be a work thing.
Could be anything.
We will definitely give you 2 unique perspectives on the situation.
We promise.
Which is why we call it Dear Krabby and Abby.
And Abby. I wonder if they can guess who's going to be who.
I don't. Yeah, it's a tough one. gotta be a long time listener to know who's who around here.
Correct. Say hey, Jen just jumped in and she's there right on go. Top of my Mimi, so now she'll protect her.
My Mimi.
Ho in ho.
Poor
ho,
thing
guess.
Just can't stay in that room.
Poor girl.
Strap her down.
Okay. Oh, you mean Jen?
Jen, somebody, anybody.
I mean those guys.
Throw her a rope, something. Jeez. Some poor thing bounces in like aww. A ball. And there she goes again.
Aw, damn it. All right, well, we'll fix that. We'll fix that.
It's funny.
All right, what kind of weekend did you have? We attempted to get together this weekend.
We did. I can't. Oh, Friday was bad day.
Why was Friday about Jay Denise?
Because we were on the phone from 1 a.m. to 7 a.m.
Correct. That was awesome.
Yeah. Well, 6 a.m., then you came over here for coffee.
Yeah, you're like, hey, do you have any cigarettes left?
I was smoking rolled up rolling papers with nothing in it. That's how bad it was.
I'm like, yeah, but do you have coffee? You're like,
it was
yeah,
a fair
it's
trade.
Made. It was fair,
it was
trade.
Fair trade.
That is fair trade coffee right there.
Really,
absolutely.
Honestly.
So there we are awake
at
the
7.
Entire night.
Right.
At 7, we make the decision jointly to each go to our prospective jobs, which was so ridiculous.
Oh.
I, having had only a few hours sleep the night before, started hallucinating at work. That was
terrible.
Yeah, you
were bad. I just pictured you sitting there drooling on yourself.
It was awful.
I just kept
gnomes
going.
And shit.
Like every time I felt myself like fading, I would just try and push it and keep going and keep going. And I hung in there until like 4.
Yeah, you did.
Which I really was like looking to cut out at 2.
Yeah, you did. I made it till 5. I don't know how.
You know, the worst part was I took a shower.
Right.
Put on clean clothes.
Right.
I didn't wash my hair.
Right.
And I get into work, and the first 3 things I hear, God, your hair looks great. I was like, oh, if you only knew.
It's not even fuck hair. It's
not even fuck head. Yeah, it's not fuck head. It's just like 2-day-old hair. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Oh, and so, Pop Miss McKay.
I know. We missed her last week.
Nice.
So glad to have her. Good to see you, Miss.
Very
and we
good.
Missed you on Sunday as well. I know. And then now.
Oh, Saturday was. I was at Miss Dina Jones' house.
Who's doing so much better.
She really is.
She's still taking her time getting back to the swing of things, but she's got the proper care going on, which is helping quite a bit.
She's very good about doing her home exercises from the PT people.
She's doing the chicken thing, the chicken neck thing.
A little bit of everything.
Good
roll,
for her.
Roll, roll, roll. I helped her out on Saturday. I did my part.
You did good.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Maybe you need sex. Maybe that's why you're not
Let's
getting better.
Let's try this position.
Keep your head still. I'll handle everything.
Vicky was gone again. Vicky was gone again the whole week, like we said. So Friday was asleep on the couch night. I don't know. And you too.
Yeah.
You were going to go out, but ended up sleeping.
Oh, poor Dina Jones was so understanding. I called her at like 5:30 or 6 o'clock when I got home. I said, just need to lay down for an hour and then I'll be over.
Right.
And she's like, yeah, okay.
Yeah. See you tomorrow.
That was how she answered that. Then I did really wake up at 9.
Right.
But I felt like I didn't nearly have enough sleep. So I called her back and I'm like, okay, I'm going to jump in the shower, throw a few things in the bush. She was like, "Don't, you know what, Denise, just stay home. I'll see you in the morning."
Are you sure?
Because I could.
I could.
I have a frozen pizza and a 6-pack of beer. I'm all about the date. I'm okay.
You're totally trying to bail on that pizza, I know.
I was trying to push
Kashi pizza.
God, what a friggin' bad surprise that was.
Ooh, it looks delicious. It looks like it is good fresh veggies.
I thought it was like a nice margarita pizza with fresh tomatoes and mozzarella and a little bit of basil. I'm like,
looks delicious.
That sounds so good. Throw it in, get it home, go to put it in the freezer. I'm like, Kashi!
Kashi!
That means it's going to taste like stones and tree bark on the bottom.
No, it's not.
Yes,
it's gonna be
have
good.
You had the cereal?
Yes, I like the cereal.
Yeah, just go eat the roots of a plant.
It is like that. It's tasty, though, and you feel like you're doing something good for yourself.
It's such false advertising. It's like grape nuts. You think they're going to taste like grape nuts.
Don't you remember Yul Gibbons pushing grape nuts for years and years on TV, and he died at 38 of a heart attack? Seriously. Doesn't it?
I just always thought that they were going to taste like grape.
Why?
Because, first of all, there are no nuts in grapes.
There's seeds.
Grapes and nuts go together.
Yeah.
So you would think that would have a grapey flavor with nuts. Grape nuts. Grape nuts. There's no grape to it at all. Nothing grape.
They really aren't very... Well, they kind of have a toasty, nutty flavor.
That was like a rant that I didn't even plan. Unplanned rant about grape nuts.
Saturday, I went to my new hangout, my new bar hangout Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
Biggest drama I've ever experienced in a gay bar or any straight bar of my whole entire freaking life.
It's a very lesbianic
girl
setting.
Girl fight, face planting... Potential drug drinks. Yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah. Potential, we think.
A roofie rumor?
A GHB rumor.
No.
Swear to God.
Where are you hanging out?
Yeah, I'm not going back.
Babylon? It's like a night out of Queer as Folk.
It's like that, yes. Only the music is not like that. It's good, though. You know, DJ Lydia. She's DJ oh, Lydia yeah, spins. Yeah. She spins a nice night. She really does. But, yeah, so
good
insane.
Lord.
Couldn't tear myself away. I was ready to go, but then a lot of people decided that it would be better if I stayed because it was just like the,
you really
the commentary
can't miss this kind of
was really rich. The commentary was phenomenal.
Do you have video on your cell phone?
I do not.
And next time you buy a cell phone, you know what feature to look for.
I absolutely have to because the faceplant was.
Oh my God,
it.
That's a YouTube moment.
God damn.
Lesbian
God.
Eats.
Front field. Carpet munching? No. Grass munching.
Wow.
Oh, but it was a
fist fight, though, huh?
Yeah, it was awful.
Nice.
It was awful. Awful.
We have to come up with a new name for that bar.
Okay.
I'll think of something by the end of the show.
Okay.
I will.
Let's disguise it, though. I still have to go back there for a couple of trips.
I'm going to call it the Farmyard for now.
Farmyard is good.
Yeah.
Barnyard.
The Barnyard.
Barnyard. Barnyard's awesome, actually.
Barnyard Betty's. That's good. That's not the name of it. That's classic. Shit. I need to start blogging.
Somehow I will pay for that. I'm sure.
No, that one person in there knows what we're talking about.
All right, good. yet. All right, good.
So then Sunday was just a complete waste because I came home. Well, it wasn't complete waste. I listened to the podcast and hung out in the chat room.
Yeah.
And then I just cried. I watched an MXC marathon and laughed so hard that I couldn't stay awake.
Oh,
like I had those big laughs.
Knocked you out.
Done.
I remember falling asleep on the couch a lot. I stayed home all day. Oh, I went to the grocery. Big day.
I remember you saying
I had a little fish face. A little fish fest.
A Freudian slip, Donna. Little fish on your face.
A little fish face of my own. Well, listen.
Oh, because I mentioned the scallops.
Well,
you went after chowder.
It was totally you. I went to go get scallops. You totally mentioned the scallops, but like maybe a month ago, my Mimi discussed this dinner she was making involving scallops, and I've been craving ever since. But then you talked about the Dina Jones menu.
With the Japanese breadcrumbs on
the
top.
Panko. Oh, my God. So I was all looking for the scallops. They were very yucky looking. I didn't buy any.
Oh,
I didn't
these
cook
were
any.
Beauties. I don't even know where she got them
so
at an ass, but it was
shrimp.
Awesome. And shrimp scampi on top.
Oh,
man. Fish fest. Yeah, it was one of those afternoons. Good sex, good seafood, and good wine.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Speaking of wine, right out of the box, we'll discuss that further later, I'm
oh
sure.
Oh, my God, weeds.
Definitely. And then, that's basically it. We've had a good week, though, a good work week. I'm still employed.
Yeah, you're doing good.
And you had an amazing review.
Didn't I though?
We're gonna do that. We're gonna compare
reviews.
We have
reviews to read
in
that next week. I was stunned.
We'll do your review and my review next week.
You really want to do this on the air?
Yeah, I think we might as well. Everything else is out there.
Wow.
And Matt from work, who called us last week, he celebrated his celebrity on Thursday with everybody.
Did he walk in all puffed up?
He was a little puffy.
Yeah.
A little bit puffy. He goes, "Hey guys, I called this stinking lesbian show that I'm like, shut up, you had a good time. I've got the recording to prove it."
He did good.
He did.
So how's Christian Power Hour going?
Ignoring it, basically. I'm ignoring it. I'm not sure that it's still in place or not.
Are you the only one rebel that's ignoring it, or is like, are the Christians doing their power
not
hour?
Not even sure, because I don't want to be a part of it. I don't want to like play into it. So if it's still going on, I don't know about it.
Now, Vicky, that would have been the perfect time to show up for a visit.
During Christian Power Hour.
You didn't? You missed it?
I was in Ohio.
No, today.
No, today, though. Today she came late. It was supposed to be from 12 to 1, but it wasn't because we had vendor lunch today, which was a nice surprise.
Oh you whore.
Killer.
Vendor lunch trumps Christian hour.
Smoky Bones trumps Christian hour every time.
It totally did.
That's so funny.
Oh, that's so true.
Oh, my God.
Very
You know, they're
true.
Asking about the pad, and I guess we should. What we decided was we were going to give you a summary of the last four pad experiments.
Right. They're asking about the pad.
They are. Bring out the pad, says J-Ro.
Oh, J-Ro knows.
Here's the thing. We've got to start back at the beginning.
Right.
We dropped an ice cube on a always...
gum wrapper pad.
Panty liner, as they describe it.
Yeah, but it's like a G-string liner.
Yeah, it was that was from Miss Dina Jones.
Right.
It was a gum wrapper, I mean, mm-hmm. without a doubt. And that did nothing for an ice cube.
Nobody. Yeah, it didn't that hold really, it didn't hold a good guffaw, no. or even a good chuckle,
no.
really.
You could right. basically dab tears with that. That's about all that was
That's
good for.
About it.
And then we went to a Kotex.
Right, the regular thick maxi Kotex of regular length.
Which wasn't bad.
Not bad.
It that wasn't was okay. bad, but the outer edges were dry, but the center was a little bit wet.
You still felt the damp, okay. correct.
And then
correct.
We went to an always regular.
Correct. With wings.
With No, without, because this was the one that puffed up real big.
Yeah.
yeah but it stayed dry.
It did stay dry to the touch.
Now, the one with the wings was
That was
awful.
The Equate.
The Equate was good. The Equate was long.
The Equate
and
was long
dry.
And dry, and that held the two giant ice cubes.
Right, so that one is in the number one spot.
It totally is.
And then the always regular any day maxi without wings was number two.
Right, right.
Because that got a little bulky.
It did, it got very bulky.
Kind of like when you drop a kid in the pool in a diaper.
Just yeah, like, yeah, like that same thing, for sure. It didn't spread it out at all, the wetness, the penis.
So and, that's pretty much the rating on those.
The penis.
Don't say that penis.
Don't say penis.
Don't say penis on this show.
Don't say ever say penis. Now I did have with me the always panty liner extra long. I had that ready to bring today, and I forgot to bring that because I thought it would be an interesting experience because I always have trouble with the edging on that. So I thought I'd try the ice cube and see really practical use versus actual use.
Right.
But we'll pick that up next week for sure. Totally.
So then we'll do the top five.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll put them in order.
And then what do you think? What product do you think we should test next?
Well, let's see.
I was thinking that we should
nicotine gum.
Nicotine gum is the suggestion.
Nicotine gum.
Dork.
You'll be sorry. You'll suffer for that.
So will the entire audience.
You'll suffer for that. I don't know. Maybe
chapstick.
We should let them. Maybe we should let them pick. Chapstick's not a bad idea.
Chapstick is a good idea. I have a new favorite.
Yeah.
Dr. Burt's Bees, the chapstick, but now they have it in colors.
Oh.
It's very nice. And it has that nice honey ting to it. It's very nice.
I had a lip smacker brand, I think.
Oh yes. You get that sweet stuff.
Yeah.
This is dipstick and lipstick, still my favorite. The dipstick chapstick, still my favorite.
Yeah, that's the same as ours, just with a different label on it.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, it is.
That feels different.
Not at all.
Maybe it's the flavors that are different. No, Hungry Howie's is the same as ours.
Yeah, they probably all bought from the same vendor.
They bought from the same distributor, Rainbow.
Big special on the chapsticks.
Rainbow
we
Promotions.
That. We knew that.
Provided both, actually.
Yeah.
Rightio.
All right, we'll have to find a product that we will research for you.
Yep, we will. If you
so
have an idea,
fun.
Let us know. Something that we can do within an hour and a half every week.
Yeah, and our email address is denise@mylesbianradio.com or donna@mylesbianradio.com. And we'll proudly give you the credit for the suggestion.
We totally will.
We give kudos.
And we slam those that are dumb ideas as well. So don't be afraid.
Yeah. Oh, totally. Don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid, my
radio.
My naughty ponies.
Oh,
I love Craig.
Craig Ferguson.
My
Honestly,
filthy pigeons.
My filthy pigeon. Dirty monkey.
I love him. Oh, my God. Really? Okay, so we... I forgot what the other thing was.
Which other thing?
I think it was because I was going to print out my performance review. I feel so lost that I didn't.
No, it's good. We have to wait till I can find mine.
Oh, you didn't burn it yet?
I think I framed it.
Didn't we pick on it like on the way to Erica's wedding?
Yeah, that's exactly.
We're reading
what
it out loud in the car,
line by line.
Yours is so different than ours.
Yeah, well, ours is like this whole automated thing, like it rates.
Well, you have to do your own, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, our boss just doesn't.
And then our boss completely disregards it and does his anyway. Whatever.
All right, Mimi's back in. Things are good.
Stay with us, Mimi. Stay.
Toss her a rope.
Don't go away anymore. We miss you when you leave us.
Yeah, I was just saying I wanted to send an email to J-Ro. Oh, yeah, because I wanted to pitch the food to the Food Network.
Yeah, what do you think of this, guys? Go ahead.
Like, I think that all the places that we've recommended or had in the bar tab that we should visit and review.
Yeah, for real.
Mm-hmm.
And the Food TV Network should follow us around.
They should do something gay.
They should totally lesbianic, not just gay. I mean, they've got enough gays on there, for God's sakes.
Well, yeah. True, yeah.
I mean, Kat, Cora, and... us. It needs to be us, right?
I don't know. I'm telling you, man. I watched the Food Network Challenge.
Oh, I know. Tell me.
Or the next Food Network star.
You should break that down.
Down to, like, three friggin' idiots.
All losers.
I can't imagine them picking one out of this last three.
It's not going to go well, is it?
And in fact, I stayed awake for the whole friggin' thing on Sunday. And what do they say at the end? We're going to do something we've never done. We're not sending anyone home. I'm like, I could have been asleep an hour ago. Because you can't pick because they're so bad. You can't narrow it down to like...
They should just let them all go and say, we're going to do this.
We're going to try this over again. Yeah. Bad bunch here.
Absolutely.
God, ridiculous, man.
Yeah, really dumb.
And I can't stomach Bobby Flay so much.
I don't know why.
He's a little attitude-y.
He kind of almost
I'm like, you know
it.
What? You should be kissing Rachel Ray's ass, because she's like, she's so much bigger than you, you know?
I don't know. He's been part of the network since the beginning.
Yeah, but you know what? He's not a network executive. He shouldn't be part of that whole thing.
Is she?
Who? Rachel? No.
Oh.
No, I mean, it should be
as far as
Bob
the judging.
Tush or Susie Fogel or whatever, and then pick another executive person.
Yeah,
Bobby Flay, huh?
That guy that does the, those big challenges, like the cake challenge. That guy's cool.
Yeah.
He's like a German Sunday.
I did watch a special on the Food Network about their experience here at the South Beach Food and Wine.
That's good.
That was so cool.
They did that last year, too.
We
have
to go next year. We just absolutely have to go.
I think Duff should be one of the... I think
he was there.
The Ace of Cakes. Yeah. I know. I think Duff, the Ace of Cakes, should be one of the judges. He'd be ruthless.
He's funny.
He'd be freaking dead on
serious.
He's
got a band and everything. We could hear the band play, go watch him do his thing. I mean, make a day of it.
Yep.
Giada, Paula Deen's whole family was there.
Speaking of band, I went to a concert last night. I found...
That's right. Did you love my email?
I wanted to respond to it so badly, but it was one-liner day.
The first line of it?
It was one-liner day. Yeah, yeah.
When
you said
Ben had to sit down first.
Yeah, that was a little weird.
I wrote back, was he the only 50-year-old there?
Here's the thing. We went to see... Zappa Plays Zappa, which is Dweezil Zappa, Frank Zappa, one of Frank Zappa's sons, and he's been touring for a couple of years doing this with an amazing band. Amazing. They have to be so incredibly talented to be able to reproduce Frank Zappa's music and the musicians that he played with. And I have to tell you, it was, you know, I always, when I go to concerts, I always feel like I'm totally the oldest one there, because I go to the stuff that the kids go to. I love all the same kind of music and stuff. Well,
you have to feel like it. You are.
Not always, but I feel like I might be. And then last year, Zappa Play Zappa, Ben, a year and a half ago, Benny might have been part of the younger crowd for sure. Definitely. Now, we go to the same show at a different location.
Where was it?
It was at this place called Club Cinema in Pompano, which used to be called Club Soda. And was a strip bar a long time ago, but it was also just a regular, like a live band nightclub kind of place. It's on Federal Highway, just south of Sample, on the north side of the road. I mean, on the west side of the road. Anyway.
The Dow House?
A little further down.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, a little further down.
Give me strip joints. Strip joints or restaurants, and I'm
going to say ice cream places.
Landmarks.
It's right near the it's right near bathroom. But here's the thing. It's just a great big cement building. Like, there's bars inside, but there's no seats, no chairs, no floor to sit on because it's disgusting.
Ooh.
So we get in at least to the top of the crowd, and we find a banister to lean against right behind the sound booth, thinking, good, no tall people can stand in front of us, and we'll be able to have, like, the best sound because it'll be directed right to the booth. Everything's cool, right? And they start late. It's 412 degrees in there. I swear to God, the band was too hot to play. You could tell they were uncomfortable. It was really that warm. It's just a big open cement building. It's humongous and way undercooled. And sure enough,
way undercooled.
About an hour and a half.
Did you just say way undercooled?
I did say
undercooled.
It was hot. It was hot.
Was that for J-Ro or no? No, that was just your regular speak. It was way undercool and...
Undercooled. And about an hour and a half into it, my back is like my... Right now, the soles of my feet and my feet hurt. My knees hurt. My thighs hurt. My lower back, my upper back, and my neck all hurt from holding myself up all night long. True, right? An hour and a half into the show, I'm bent over at the waist, hanging my arms, trying to stretch out my back. Someone's watching a movie on my butt.
Oh,
but
what have you...
Benny taps me on the shoulder and he goes, I'm going to go sit to the back. And I'm like, what's up? And he goes, my ears are killing me. I'm like, what?
No.
Like, either I'm totally deaf or he's got way more sensitive
ears
than I imagined.
That's why you said, what? And he said, I'm going to sit
away from the music. Me and Chelsea shuffle behind him, and we find like a corner where the music's bouncing the other way or something. We spent the rest, and we kind of wandered around the rest of the show, but wow, I couldn't believe his ears were hurting. It was too much.
You won.
You won. I don't know.
Last bagot standing.
That would be me. That would be me.
That's hilarious.
Why don't we take a little break?
Let's do that.
Lori will be with us when we get back.
She was at rehearsal, so I know she had to wait for a break to call. So
alrighty.
Yeah.
So let's take a quickie ourselves.
Alrighty. We will be right back. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Denise and Donna on the Lesbian Lounge on MyLesbianRadio.com.
Hey, this is the Dyke Diva, Lori Michaels, and me and the girls are turned on with Denise and Donna on the Lesbian Lounge.
That's us.
That would be us.
Somebody tested the phones? Is that him here?
Yeah, this is going to voicemail, so we'll just see if the big guy can possibly switch over the phone lines.
That would be very nice.
Another.
See, DJ Harmony.
This is the stuff we're telling you about.
Alrighty, Denise, say hi.
You did it!
You figured it out?
Donna figured it out.
Oh, my gosh. She's the best. She wins the Best Lesbian Award.
She's the best,
man. I win the Best Techie Award.
I was just... I'm like... I just go for the immediate fix. Like, just have her call my cell phone. I'll put it on speaker.
Oh, no. We got this covered.
Oh, man. Let's let everybody know. We got Lori Michaels on the line with us right now.
Hello, ladies.
Oh, it's so good to have you back on the lounge.
It's so good to be here. I was going crazy. I'm like, oh, my God. I got to talk to my girls tonight. What's happening?
Can you believe it? It always happens. Happens on a big night. It's like Murphy's Law.
Well, thank you for considering my night a big night.
It is.
Oh, it's the biggest.
It's very big.
I'm actually at rehearsal right now with the girls, and you pulled me away from my favorite part. We're choreographing a new song right now, and we're very sweaty. And I was like, I have to go make a call, but maybe I could just call next week.
No.
We have you all lined up, and if you're sweaty, we're happy.
Only for you guys do I break away from sweaty girls all over me in rehearsal.
Nice.
That's a huge sacrifice. Man.
We would do the same for you.
Yeah, you guys should come and join us. Come learn the routine.
All right.
Ooh.
Send us some choreography. We'll have it ready for our Women's Fest. Denise and I will do a little half a number with you guys.
Yeah. Oh, Women's Fest is going to be crazy this year.
Oh, I'm so excited you'll be down in Key West. That was like the best phone call I had last week. Unbelievable.
Well, we were so happy that we were brought back on. You know, after headlining last year, I think they were going to give me a break for a year. And then we're like, hell no, we're going to Key West.
Oh, man.
You can't miss it. It's not Women Fest without Lori and the girls.
No.
Oh,
no.
Thank you. Well, thank you. We have some surprises in store. We're going to bring down some real hot chicks to Key West this year. And I know you guys know about the new record and the new CD. It's out in stores, and the tour is going really well. And I got a hot new stylist, and I'm at a great new salon. The girls are beautiful, and can I say that enough? They're like really hot, and doing the hair and the makeup, and just is great. So check it out on the MySpace. There's pictures up there on Lori Michaels' MySpace, and it's just going really, really super well, and I can't be happier right now.
Let's talk a little bit about the record. What's it called?
The CD is Living My Life Out Loud.
Record.
11 tracks available in stores right now. We have selective stores. They're listed on the website. It's also available online, iTunes, Rhapsody, Amazon, Billboard.com, all over the place.
Wow.
Ooh.
And you can check it out. As long as I'm the right Lori Michaels that you look under, because there's apparently the folk singer, and then I don't know if the porn star is selling anything CD wise, but she's probably got some really hot videos that I haven't seen yet.
Oh, that's we don't need those. Your videos are hot enough. Trust us.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you.
Oh,
thank
come
you.
On.
She should be thanking you for the Googles.
Very much so. Very much so.
So what's
how are you guys? How are you guys doing?
No, we're doing good. We don't have anything to promote but our big fat asses. So.
And this here little show.
So I wish you'd come to New York. We're doing the I'm singing the national anthem on Friday night for the New York Liberty.
That's
I'm
huge.
I hope there's not a brawl, because after last night, did you hear about the WNBA game last night?
We were just
talking about it.
A
fight broke out.
A huge fight broke out, yeah.
I believe the Liberty playing the LA Sparks on Friday night, so I'm
going to
be singing the anthem, you know, with my fists up.
You better have bodyguards, man. You better be
put
careful.
Put up your dukes. Hey, listen, the Giants during football.
Actually, I'm the bodyguard for my stylist. She's coming with me, and I told her that when she comes, she's so hot, it's like ridiculous, and she's totally straight. And
we can fix that.
She's put on this earth to torture me, I'm sure. Like, I feel that right now. So she's going to be coming with me, and, hopefully I'll remember the words to the anthem, because that would be really, like, unpatriotic if I forgot them.
Oh, you won't. You'll be fine.
Come on. Everybody knows it.
If you get in a jam, just ask everyone to sing along.
Yeah, just everybody now. That would be great.
And the rockets red glow. There you go.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Some of the tunes on the new CD are, all the tunes are extraordinarily hot. But listen, talk to me about Felony.
Oh, Felony. You love Felony. That's the song we're choreographing right now.
Oh my God. That's a hot track.
And I've never met her in person, but she had contacted me a while ago, and we just connected, and I listened to her music, and when I put together this track, I had her in mind, and when she agreed to be on it, I couldn't have been more pleased, and she sent me one take of just something she threw together, and that ended up to be the rap that's on the single Girl Thing, and it's just a really, really, she just brought the flavor out in that track, and I love that song. Can't wait to perform with her and to do some shows coming up with her. So we're going to try to connect in the near future.
Oh, we're going to have to have you. We're going to have to have you a little further south with your whole crew.
We got to get down there again. And you know, if Key West isn't coming fast enough for me.
Was Felony a hookup from Orlando?
No, Felony, actually, I had never met her. I know we did, like, the same, we were just, like, missing each other by a day,
doing
same events, but just two ships passing in the night.
Right.
And, but we had talked, like I said, online, and I've checked out her music. I totally fell in love with her stuff. So,
oh, she was good live.
And when I had the opportunity to get her on the track, I grabbed her.
Oh, she was so good live.
Oh my God. She was so excellent. That was 2 years ago, Gay Days. Right.
I can't wait to see her. Like, I can't wait to work with her, you know, aside from the song, the song on the CD, I can't wait to do a show with her. Yeah, I was blessed to have a lot of wonderful people, songwriters, musicians, producers on the record with me, and I have a great team around me, the girls, and it's so much more than the music and more than the stage show. It's on stage, it's off stage, it's the whole thing.
Oh, you guys, when you have your girls with you, Lori, that is a show not to be. I mean, you can't even compare it. It's not just a concert. It's an amazing visual feast having your girls. I mean, you're hot enough. You're hot enough. You could do anything. Stand still. We'd be in awe. But seriously, you have the girls with you, and man, we're all juicy. Right now, we're listening to Me at the Partay.
Meet Me at the Partay. Yeah. That's going to be our dance single. I'm going down, as a matter of fact, to do something down South Jersey with that, to start promoting that track. And we got some dance mixes by DJ Mike Cruz. And that's the one that hopefully you guys will pick up. I think we sent you some of the remixes on that one.
I think
DJ Harmony has one of those tracks.
She's going to be...
She'll be featuring you next week.
She is. She's playing a lot of your stuff next week, and she did say thank you for passing those along, because that's our lead-in now. That's our red carpet.
Well, you guys are great, and I can't thank you enough for all your support. It's just, you're like family to us, and we love you. We can't wait to come down to Key West. And
it's tradition.
You know, if I could move back to Florida, I'd move down to Florida. I would jump right now to do that.
We would have you in a heartbeat.
All right, we'll let you. It's
honestly,
okay.
I could think of three people I'd dump out of our community just to get Lori in.
Yeah. Performers, whatever. You got concerts galore happening in California, all over, right?
Yeah, we had a great run in California. I mean, we started at the Dinah back in April, and we did L.A. Pride, Long Beach Pride. We were with, like, you know, Joss Stone, Olivia Newton-John. The Bengals were awesome to work with. That was an amazing show.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm a huge, like, Susanna Hoffs fan.
Me too.
Sure.
Oh, my God.
And so we got to work with them. I truly am so grateful and to be able to meet the people and to be able to share the stages and just meet all these people on the road, and it's just truly awesome. So we're doing a lot of great things, as you guys know, for different charities and trying to be, like, generous and be who we are and just give back and show love, and that's what we're doing.
And you have a cruise? Are you doing
it's been cool.
Aren't you, I guess, doing a cruise or something like that too, I heard?
You know what, we've been asked to do so many things lately, I don't even know where we're going, but if it's going to be anything like the boat trip I went on a couple weeks ago where I got, like, so seasick, I don't know.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. all right. You have to rethink
that. My head was over the side of the boat. Not the side of Lori Michaels. I was like, please dock this boat now.
But,
I think Mr. Who's ship is going to be a little bit bigger. I was on a much smaller boat. Nice, like, you know, nice boat. But, yeah, so I gotta look into the cruises and see how we're going to manage that.
That's true. Very good.
But there are a lot of hot ones out there. So we're in talks with the different people who are throwing those parties. And
beautiful.
We'll be on them. We'll be all over the place. So.
Oh, that'll be
well,
so
make
awesome.
Sure we, make sure we get your full schedule as soon as you know it. We'll make sure all the girls from all over know where you're going to be next.
Oh,
Thank you, guys.
Our fans in the chat room right now.
And when will we see you? We won't be seeing you until Key West, then.
We probably won't be seeing you until Key West. That's right. As much as we'd love to.
We're just saving it up. We're just saving it up for
building
for
it up.
Tradition.
Building it up. I know that feeling.
Didn't Lauren say it's like an anniversary?
It is
our anniversary.
It really is.
I'm going to bring the anniversary ring or something, right? What is it? Our third year anniversary?
Nuva ring. This will be our third year together.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It was the beginning of everything.
It was. It was the start.
Key West
started.
Well. You know, that was a really big. The first year out with us with Key West. I mean, we both kind of were at that
stage.
Like, here we are.
Yeah.
You know, we're here. We're queer kind of thing. And Women Fest really set the tone for a lot of stuff for us. And for sure. Meeting you guys is just, it was definitely, we'll be together forever.
You know it, girl. Totally.
Well, give our love to the dancers, as we know that you will.
I will. I'm going to go back in the room right now. I hope they didn't, finish without me.
Oh, no. I'm sure you'll walk in, they'll start all over again.
Do me a favor and check out the MySpace pics and see the new pics of the new girls and Bella Rose Salon and everybody that we got right now with us with me and the girls show. We're just having a great time, and I'd love for you guys to check out the MySpace.com with Lori Michaels.
And listen,
and the official website is LoriMichaelsProductions.com.
And you make sure that you check out the front page of MyLesbianRadio.com so you can see your kitty pic.
My kitty pic.
That's right.
I know you
have
the logo with the little kitty.
That's yours.
I'm allergic to cats, honey, but I love your pussy.
Oh, now there's a pickup line.
There you go.
That's awesome.
That's fun.
Oh,
I'll
gosh,
pop a Claritin for you.
Bravo, baby. Bravo.
That's awesome.
Very good.
That's terrific.
All right, doll. Well, thanks for checking in, for pulling yourself away. Sorry about the tie-up with the phone.
No, it's all good. It's all good. I was glad that I was able to get you guys, and we'll see you very soon.
Very soon.
We're going to have you back right before Key West so we can go over all the dates and where everybody can find you.
Well, they'll find me with you guys. I'll be planting myself right next to you guys. I won't try not to taint the bathing suit contest, right?
Oh yeah, you too. You and Denise, you have a history of messing that up.
That's right, Lori. We've no ties. No ties ever again.
No ties ever.
I've never ever lived that down.
Awesome, I was like, Denise, will you be fair? No. Lori says
no.
Not to.
Lori said not to be fair.
Lori says the two of them should win.
They were really cute,
I'll
though,
do it
together.
I was with you on that one, though.
Still has it. I love it. I love that you still have that. That's awesome.
We're all about breaking the rules here. No one will get hurt. Just, do it in the right way. It's fine.
No one will get hurt. No one.
We'll send them out an iPod. Don't. Whatever.
Whatever.
It was worth it just to be sitting next to her.
Oh, she never sweat and she smelled pretty the whole time.
I know. Really made for a good afternoon, that's for sure.
Nice.
Everyone thinks now, every time I sweat, that I'm still going to smell nice because you have always said that. And they're like, oh, no, Denise from My Lesbian Radio says you smell really good. I'm like, I'm gross right now. No, you smell really good.
No, you do.
Something about musicians, like J.D. Danner, too, man.
J.D. sweats delicious,
J.D.,
too.
The smell stays in the air when she's long gone. It's unbelievable.
So nice.
Yeah. Yeah, we're sniffers.
We're sniffers.
We put it right out there.
Oh, my gosh.
Notice no one ever says, and so do you guys.
Yeah, no one ever says that back. Damn.
We'll work on that.
Oh, Lori, give the girls, all the girls, kisses and pinches from both of us.
I will. Jameson Lee sends her love, and all the girls do. And we'll see you really soon. Love you guys
very
so much.
Good. Take care, darling. Thank you.
Bye.
Oh, Unconditionally Playing, too.
That's another good one. That's on this album, too, right?
It is, and it's worth it. It should be
every lesbian's wedding song.
It will be.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt.
It definitely will be, for sure. Oh, well, that's very cool.
How friggin' funny that she remembers that awful, awful bikini day. All she did was just lean over and say, yeah, I think for a second place it should be a tie. And I'm like, okay.
I'm psyched about Felony. I hope we get to see Felony down in Key West. She was phenomenal.
That'd be great.
We'll have to repost.
But she's out of where? Chicago?
She is out of Chicago. You know what, Vicky, we'll have to repost that picture of you and of me.
Oh, we will send it to Lori and say, we found your album cover.
Yeah, here you go.
Just superimpose her in somewhere.
They do a single.
Photoshop her in somewhere.
Or either just Photoshop Denise and I dressed as the girls, you know, with the t-shirts and the shorts.
With the ripped shirts.
With the ripped shirts. And the tight black undie shorts. And we're all with the gang signs. We're all about it.
Jesus.
Very good. Very, very good. Oh, very
pathetic.
Good. All righty.
Well, J-Ro's working on Gride and Broom.
Good. She's
going to get their
them.
Phone number and let them know that we can call them. If
Very good. We will do just that. Thank you. And for Jen's pickup line of the week, Jen, say hey. I will give you a buzz at 10:15 as planned. This way, I will call you and you can give your tip on the air.
There you go.
Very good.
She better have a good one because I think Lori just.
I think there is.
Lori just upped the ante a little bit.
I'm allergic to cats, but I like your pussy.
I'll take a Claritin for you. I'll take a Zyrtec for you.
I'll even take a Bonine for you.
I'll shave my cat just to get you in my house.
Yeah. She'd appreciate that, Denise, from what I understand.
I'm very good.
I know you would appreciate that.
I would just lock the cats in the spare room and spray, you know, whatever I need to spray. You pop a Claritin. We can make this work. What did I tell you?
Trust me, it'll
happen. No excuses.
None. Zero.
No, none.
Let's roll it into the bar tab and share your knowledge of the week with my girls and girls out there that hang on every word.
Oh, yes, they do. I know they look forward to this so much.
Absolutely.
All right. What we have on the bar tab.
On the bar tab,
what's on the bar tab today? I found a really cool drink, and being that we're, you know, well, you're going through tough time at work, I thought of this one called the Lunchbox. Apparently, though, it's something you'd want to do on the weekend, so I don't quite, you know.
You shouldn't have it at
shouldn't
work
have it at
the
work.
Day.
Shouldn't be in your lunchbox.
It's not a noontime thing.
It's called the Lunchbox. It is a half ounce of Midori melon liqueur.
Okay.
Half ounce of Malibu rum.
Okay.
Half ounce of Absolute Citron.
Okay.
Half ounce of peach schnapps, splash of pineapple juice, splash of sweet and sour, and the rest 7-Up.
It sounds like a fruit salad.
It kind of does, right? You got your melon balls, you got your coconut rum, you got your lemon, you got your peaches, you got pineapple, sweet and sour, and 7-Up.
You know, add a scoop of plain yogurt, and you're good. You're good to go.
That is a lunch.
That is
a lunch that should be in your... It's a healthy one at that.
It's a fruity, delicious lunch box.
Yeah, this reminds me of one of those drinks that would have, like, a big goofy umbrella in it, and a cherry with a sword stuck through it, and all that kind of stuff.
Kind you accused me of wearing in my hair a week ago.
Two of them, behind your tear.
One.
Yep. That was my vision.
Mouse ears, right?
That was my vision.
Very funny.
So that's your drink of the week. It does sound like a big fruit salad, but you know what? You'll get a little drunk, and that's what
anyone?
We're looking for in the drink of the week. Now, the website of the week, very cool. I stumbled on this. It's called strangesisters.com.
You were thinking of us, weren't you?
Yes.
I knew it.
Strangesisters.com is a archive of lesbian paperback artwork from the 50s and 60s. Now, I can't say that this is expressly for Erica, but I know that they were looking to, they wanted to decorate with some of these old lesbian kind of posters, but it's very cool. So I did a little research on them, and here's what I came up with.
Good.
Why Strange Sisters, you asked, Nana?
Why Strange Sisters, Denise?
There's lots of reasons.
What's one of them?
First off, that phase, that title, it captures the spirit of the 50s and 60s lesbian paperbacks that some people collect. It's easy to imagine in the words being spoken in hushed tones, one eyebrow raised under late-night streetlights. Hey, Mac, get a load of those Strange Sisters. So that was the idea behind it.
They
found whether there's like a lot of disappointing websites out there that just focus on what's going on now, and these are some of the older, cooler books. They are perpetually postponed the coffee table book. But they have coffee table books out there now. And all the lesbian paperback, anything that's still in title, is available. So go to strangesister.com and you will
see. Now, this is the actual paperbacks that you can buy through this website, or it's the artwork itself?
I want to say it's both.
Wow.
But
that
I'm thinking
would be cool.
It's, they pride themselves on their book collection.
Like Throw Me in Honey and.
Yeah.
Maybe to the lesbians, like those cool little magnets.
Exactly.
How cool.
Yeah, so check out that.
I recommend everybody do that, for sure.
Then, this I found, which, you know, for your vegan lesbian son.
Yes.
This thing called vegtravel.com, not veg for the you pigs out there.
That's V-E-G.
VEGtravel.com.
Uh-huh.
And this is... vegetarian, gay, and lesbian-friendly travel. And what it does is it focuses on these properties and tours that are vegetarian and vegan-friendly and also gay and lesbian-friendly.
Seriously?
So seriously. Like, in the United States, the Duckett House Inn and the Farmhouse are in North Carolina. So you can click on that, and it'll tell you about those two places. Then in Vermont, there's a place called the Sweet Onion Inn. And then in Massachusetts, there's Shady Hollow. That sounds a little creepy.
That sounds creepy.
But whatever. In Arizona, there's Canyon Rim. I'm thinking.
Did you say rim?
I thought it should say. I thought it should say run, but it actually says Canyon Rim Adventures. My ass puckered when I even heard the word.
Let's talk about ass play. Once again, we're talking about ass play. Here we go.
In Virginia, the White Pig Bed and Breakfast.
That would be rude for a vegan or vegetarian name.
Maybe that's just vegetarian. I don't know. Who knows? Sports camp with Dr. Dub Graham and Professor Rosalind Grubin are making the rounds at these places too. Organic Gardens Bed and Breakfast is part of the Sequoia National Park.
Oh, that sounds pretty.
There's a lot of really cool stuff and that we would never know. And it goes as far as Canada, Mexico, Costa Rica, the Caribbean, New Zealand, Asia. So it's got little vegan.
So basically, when you're planning your travels, you go to this website and it'll
This is like an important part of your life.
Which it is. It can be very
vegan,
hard to travel without knowing where you're going
to
eat.
And you're a big fat queer. I mean, this really takes care of all your travel needs.
And
right
you're
here.
A big fat queer.
I mean, there's some cool stuff here.
Very good.
What, even like in Mexico, Echo Colors is in Mexico. Maho Bay Campgrounds in the Virgin Islands. There's just stellar information on here for you folks that are not gnawing on meat.
Not gnawing on meat. I like the way you turn a phrase.
VegTravel.com for all your vegan...
For all your vegan travel.
And your lesbian stuff.
Yep.
And, did you want to go into the some of the winners at Outfest, or... Did you want to save that for when we do boxer shorts?
Let's save that for boxer shorts because, you know, it's like a like-minded kind of thing. Look at me dialing again with the thing on my ear. All right.
The headphone has to come off before the phone can go
know.
Up. We tried it to go, you know, I thought I taught you this. As I bang my face on the microphone.
Say hi, Denise. We've got a guest.
Hi, you're on the Lesbian Lounge.
Hello. Apart from being sexy, what do you do for a living?
Oh, good.
That one was for Denise only.
That was a little sexist, but I like it.
That was for you.
Yeah, that would work on me. I can totally say that would work on me.
All right. Yeah. Easy. Donna, do you want one too?
You know I do.
All right, are you an interior decorator? When I saw you, the room became beautiful.
Oh, my goodness. These are awesome.
Would you fall for that?
I would totally I would giggle.
Would you fall for that? We'll find out this weekend.
No. I would giggle and blush if somebody said that to me.
I would probably start taking off my clothes.
You know what, Jen?
Vote amendment two. Vote noted amendment two.
Vote no on two.
All right, I have to tell you, on Saturday night, I did get hit on, and that never, ever happens to me, really. So I didn't quite know what to do about it. But some woman said to me, "You look like somebody that would be able to take care of me. Would you like to take care of me?"
Oh, that would make me throw up.
Yeah, I want to punch her in the face.
I would totally take that as, you know what? I'm sick and tired of doing laundry and waiting and cooking and cleaning and driving everywhere you have to go. No, I would not take care of you.
Do you want to know what I said?
What?
I said, "Do you need to go potty? It's in there."
Let me give you a tissue. Blow. Oh, my God.
Swear to God. I was so weirded out. It was so funny. Thank you, Ms. Jen. You get a double A.
Oh, thank you very much.
And we'll talk to you Saturday.
Love you, girls.
Love you too, baby. Bye-bye.
See you soon.
Bye.
Bye. Good ones.
Yeah. Are you an interior decorator? I like that. I'm going to try that at work and see what happens.
Oh, my God.
Very nice. Very, very nice.
Oh, my. Hey, totally. I want to make a really quick announcement as we are whirling into the film thing.
Yes, we are.
You know my buddy Hal Axler from Cinema Paradiso.
I do. He's lovely.
He sent me some information here that's... I think we need to do this. He has an upcoming film that he would like to exchange some tickets on the air for. So if we have any local listeners, contact us. We've got 6 pair, 8, but we're keeping some.
Okay.
All right, 4. Because we got to bring the girls. So we got 4 tickets available. To go see this
movie. I like that. What's the name of the movie?
It's called Butch Janie.
Oh, yeah.
Butch Jamie is a quirky, gender-bending comedy about an out-of-work butch lesbian actress willing to try almost anything for a role. Dressing up femme for auditions, struggling actress Jamie Klein continually faces rejection as she fails to be a typical leading lady. Spurred on by her roommate Lola's successful...
Lola?
Yeah, spurred on by her roommate Lola's successful cat actor... Jamie decides to take a different approach and audition herself as Butch Jamie.
And?
So it's like a reverse Tootsie.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, and it's I'm not going to give away the rest of the plot.
No, don't.
But it's August 13th at 8 p.m. A special happy hour will precede the film screening at 6. General admission $9, seniors and students $7. Fort Lauderdale Film Festival and Stonewall Archive members $5. So great prices.
Wow, that is good pricing.
One showing, one night, Cinema Paradiso. Thank you so much, Hal. We've got 4 tickets for some listeners that are local if they want
to. What do they have to do for it?
I don't know. We'll think about it.
Yeah, solicit us. We'll decide.
Yeah.
If you're local and
really,
you
just pick up the phone or send a friggin' email. You'll get the tickets.
If you're local and you want to join Denise and I and the girls, please join us on the 13th at Cinema Paradiso in Fort Lauderdale, which is a phenomenal theater. It's a converted church. It's absolutely gorgeous and very comfy, even for me, Denise.
What does that mean?
The seats are very comfy.
Oh, yeah.
The big girls enjoy the big seats.
Oh, they have big... I really thought about that. I'm just saying.
It is really cool. And Hal's very generous.
He really is. So, you know, email us, drop us a line, leave us a message, whatever, and if you're interested in going, you can meet us there. We'll make it a girls' night.
For shiz, my name.
Make it a girls' night with the ladies of the Lesbian Lounge.
Oh, yeah, we can. Of course, if y'all want to come in from out of town, we might give you preference, but call us first. Hurry.
Yeah, first come, first serve.
Hurry, 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 hurry.
So Outfest was is actually still going on, isn't it?
Until this weekend, maybe? Well, they've already announced some of the winners, which I think is what that list is, right?
Some of it, yep. There's a few things in here. What do we have here? Best International Dramatic Feature, Lucia Puenzo's XXY Cleaned Up, and Daryl Wine's Sex Positive pulled in the Best Documentary Feature Award. Hey, T.R. Knight was there. Did you hear about that?
Oh, yeah?
Without Katherine Heigl.
Oh. That's funny.
Big news. Big news.
That is funny. Without Katherine Heigl.
On the shorts end of it, Madeline Olneck's Counter Transference. Wow, all one word.
Wow.
Counter Transference.
Uh-huh.
Nabbed the best dramatic, the best dramatic short, while Amanda McKelly's and Isabel Vega's La Corona took best doc short. Cutie Pie Ty Olson took best actor for Watercolors, while Nicole Bilderback nabbed best actress for The New 20.
Ah.
Audience awards were awarded to David Oliveira's Watercolors. That sounds like it picked up.
We read about that one too. Yeah.
Andrew Fleming for Hamlet 2. Dramatic feature. Andrew Fleming.
Hamlet 2? Have you seen commercials for that movie?
No.
That's a feature length movie.
Yeah.
That's an insane, hilarious movie.
And it's under dramatic feature.
It's very, it's going to be crazy. We will see it in a theater. It's going to be amazing.
Some of the other mentions, blah, 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 A Place to Live, one for Carolyn Cole, one for the documentary feature, Lee Sung Yuen, I'm Jin Jung for dramatic short, and, Corona and Vegas, La Corona for the best documentary short. Wow, they picked up a few also.
I don't hear late, nothing. Not yet.
Here we go. I will tell you about that. Just one second. Here we go.
That was a pause.
Yeah, right.
Well, we'll cut that out of the podcast.
I didn't want to read the bad stuff because apparently whoever wrote the article on Outfest had a problem with the manager at the Director's Guild and didn't like the manager.
Oh, okay.
So we don't need to talk about that. But,
oh, no, we don't need to.
Late looks to be another amusing, creative meditation on lesbian life and natural progression of Turner's earlier short films, Hummer and Hung.
Good.
Yep. So that's good stuff. And it actually kicked off a big night. It kicked off Saturday night. So this person actually screened the 5-minute short film and was thrilled to find out it was from Go Fish, the notorious Betty Page and the L Words. Guinevere Turner's directed it.
Yeah.
Yeah. She didn't say anything about executive producer Denise Warner. That's so weird.
I hate when that happens.
God.
I hate when they forget the executive producer.
But, all right. I mean, at least they're mentioning it. That's good news.
Right, right. And that is good news. Very,
very
good.
Cool.
And we will definitely be getting that as soon as we can.
Now, what indie short did we watch?
Now, we decided to watch the same film, and I think that's a good idea right now.
We have such opposite points of view on everything. We thought that would be perfect, actually.
To really review from two. Now, the reason why we're doing this, Denise, just to remind everybody why we've got the new feature, is because we really want women in general, and our women specifically, to support independent short films, independent full-length
features.
The only way to perpetuate the funding and to perpetuate the arts is to support. So there's many different places to find short films.
Almost every major city has an LGBT film festival, a gay and lesbian film festival. So just look it up.
Online. Go to the library. You can rent these movies.
They're in like quirky little weird venues. Like, you know, I mean, the Directors Guild is an actual venue where they're screening movies in
exactly.
LA. But, you know, Cinema Paradiso, you're not going to find that in the newspapers and stuff like
right.
that. So do a little research on it. You know, Google your area. Google
there's
film
probably
festival.
At least one major theater in every city that mm-hmm. that primarily shows indie films. There's definitely, you check out your library, art museums, they have film nights all the time. You've got to call your local GLBT, find out what movie nights they have, because for little, very little or no money at all, you can see some quality films. Now this week, Denise, you picked us to watch Break a Leg, Rosie,
mm-hmm.
which was directed by Tara Hungerford. Also the writer.
It's a two-story production. It's about a 10-minute short, and you can find it on YouTube. Actually, if you Google Break a Leg, Rosie, you will find the exact film on YouTube.
That's right. That's right.
But this is one of the ones that made the rounds at film festivals past and got really good feedback on it. Quirky little number, wasn't it?
It was... It being one of the first shorts that I actually like sat and watched with a critic's eye as much as I could, I was trying to just not be completely taken away by the star of the movie.
You couldn't be critical about Carly Pope.
Carly Pope.
Yeah.
A very longtime friend of the lounge and a very famous actor in her own right.
In her own country.
In her own mind. No, listen, popular was just the beginning. She's done a lot of independent. She's done a lot of movies, and of course she's an itty bitty. So
she's an itty
bitty. We adore her for that.
I think her most recent film is Young People Fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I believe that's going to be at the Toronto Film Festival, which is not gay and lesbian, but it's still a big deal. So.
Which is still quite a big deal. And then what's the one with the wallet? What's that one called? The film with the found wallet?
Finder's Fee was good.
Excellent movie.
Yeah, but she's in like two scenes. But
it
that
doesn't
was a
matter.
Good movie.
She's in it, but she picks great movies. Is
does.
My point. So
Various Positions was awesome.
Oh, I thought you were talking about her personally. But anyway, what
that
I'm
was
saying
a good
is
movie.
Now this movie is about the main character, Carly, also known
Rosie.
As Rosie, anxious to be promoted to waitress in a little local restaurant.
She's like a little bungling dishwasher.
Right. She finds her inspiration in just the rhythm of the music and her life itself. Now I enjoyed seeing Carly in this really carefree, silly kind of role.
Like singing and dancing.
And her hair was crazy and she had that bohemian, almost like carefree feeling about her, and just knowing right from the beginning that her ultimate goal was to stop being a dishwasher in this little restaurant and to be a server and to be a waitress. And it was all she wanted every single day.
You know, it kind of perpetuates my motto of, you know, aim low. You know?
You told Ben that.
I did, yeah.
But, you know, to her it was a really big deal.
Set small goals and achieve them.
That's a really important thing.
It really is.
It sure is.
But it was great how it transpired because she got the waitressing job out of being herself.
Correct.
You know, which apparently she must not have been doing as the dishwasher. So, I liked it. I really did. It was just short enough to keep your attention. Didn't get, you know, it ended right where it should have. You know?
Very unexpected, though. Yeah. I didn't expect how her opportunity would really turn into a greater opportunity and a greater success for her, because her key goal is to leave that sink and become a waitress.
Yeah.
And she has the opportunity, and it becomes even more than being a waitress. She really shines as the personality that you come to know in a very short period of time in a short film. You gotta get the story out very quickly.
Yeah.
She's really
made a career out of a lot of quirky little short films.
Yep.
Like, I know there's a couple of them that have to do with Whistler. Sandra Goes to Whistler.
Right, she has a series of...
Sandra Gets Dumped, Sandra Goes to Whistler. And those are really, I mean, if you get a chance, you can find them, you know, on the internet now, now that they've made the rounds and everything. Like, I always suggest seeing it on the big screen.
Right.
If you get a chance to see a short film on the big screen, you're doing the director a huge favor, the production company a huge favor. It's the quality of everything is so much better. But, you know, now that they're off the film festival market, best place to find them is on the internet.
On the internet or again, go to your library. You can rent these movies. You can definitely take them home for a night.
Uh-huh.
Check out Netflix. I don't know what they've got available as far as indie films is concerned. But you know what? We'd love everybody to take a look and then give us some feedback, because we want to know if you're liking what we're liking.
We'll start talking about a lot of the newer ones, but then we also want to touch on some of the old ones. I mean, Debs started off.
The original Debs
was a short yeah,
which was very, very good.
Is that her name? Tammy Lynn Michaels?
Not anymore.
Well, Tammy Lynn Etheridge. But yeah, I mean, they got her start, and it was the short, but she didn't make it into the feature. Then you have Jordana Brewster and all them in it, and we know Gemma loves Jordana. So, you know, that's what happens, though. Like, if a short film gets that much interest, you know, then obviously someone will make it a feature.
Absolutely.
So that's
pretty
cool. Yeah.
Definitely. Also, now, did we get in touch with the Broom and Gride folks?
Not so much yet.
All right, J-Ro, if you get that number, go ahead and text me, and we'll take that call immediately. You want to talk about... Now, we did do TV, though, but very little, both of us.
Yeah, I was so bummed
out. I only want to talk about Weeds.
Okay.
That's the only thing you want to talk about.
Then let's just talk about Weeds.
Did you want to talk about something else?
I don't know.
But you want to talk about what's in your teeth?
I didn't want to... Well, that's... you don't even want to know. It's the friggin' almond.
I know.
I got a little piece right here.
I know.
No eating nuts before the show.
No nuts before the lesbian lounge.
It's not even lesbianic to do. Just say.
It's politically incorrect. You are correct. It's politically incorrect. Well, we both watched Weeds.
Yes. I cracked up. I mean, it wasn't as funny as the last two, but still, the premise is there.
I love it, and I love Isabella.
Who?
Isabella, the daughter.
Is that her name, Isabel? Oh, yeah, it is. She looks like a grown-up already. Lost all her
Suddenly
baby fat. She's
lost
got curvy.
She's
got wearing
curves.
Lipstick.
She's independent. She's like,
I love it.
Be a mother for once, she said.
Oh, my God.
I really love the tag sale. And how about this whole underlying thing between the MILF and Silas?
I love her. You know who that is?
No. She
Julie
looks
Bowen.
Familiar.
I had her cast as the lead in our soap opera.
Ah.
If I ever got it on film, that's who I wanted to play the lead in the soap opera.
How funny.
She's from Ed. She used to be in Ed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep, that's her.
Yep. And Boston Legal?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you. I couldn't place her.
She's hot. Yeah.
Very hot.
The MILF going after Silas.
And so blatant, too.
Put it right out there.
Coming up, you know, she came over after for the poster.
Why does Doug keep commenting on how good Silas looks? He said it again.
I know.
It's killing me.
It's gross.
I'm like, because I remembered he has a gay son. He made reference to that.
500 times.
And I'm like, is that why he keeps like saying this about Silas? Or is there going to, God forbid, Mr. Wilson have a crush on Silas?
Mr. Wilson busts a move, I'm out of there. Nancy was, you know, true to character, she's going to fall for that guy.
Yeah.
She's
going to
fall for that head honcho.
Uh-huh.
The mayor of Mexico.
That should be interesting, the box of wine.
Okay, Denise, we have a penchant for boxes of wine, as you announced Linda last week.
Honest to God, the irony was insane when they were sucking on that spout. I was just pissing my pants.
Oh, my God. Celia walks out of the kitchen with a box of wine held high above her head, sucking it out of the spout.
Hysterical.
Very funny.
Oh, God.
Very, very funny.
And now Andy and Doug are going to be coyotes.
Yeah, which is ridiculous.
Hysterical.
It's very funny.
Mr. Flippy Flop. Maria Mermex. Oh, my God.
You guys got to check this shit out. It's very funny. We enjoy it very much so. We also, I mistakenly truly fell asleep in front of the TV and woke up to mistakenly have subliminally watched the Denise Richards show. I'm never going to do that ever again in my whole entire life. It was awful.
Why?
It was stupid. And don't ever do that, but I do recommend The Gong Show.
Oh, yeah. And I got to recommend Factory.
Oh, I tried watching that. I was on the phone, but yeah, that was funny too.
On Spike TV?
Yep.
Funny. Yeah, it's offensive and funny. Just, I mean,
beautiful.
It's got that same touch of like, oh my God, that you have when you're watching Weeds.
Yeah. Yeah.
Same. Oh.
Irreverence. It's very good. Definitely check out The Gong Show. If any of you remember The Gong Show from when I was.
What is that on Comedy Central?
It's on Comedy Central. Dave Attell is the host. This week's judges were Andy Dick, Dave Navarro, and some other guy that I don't know who's a comic, but he ate the entire time. He was eating food, snacks, the entire hour of the show. I don't know why.
I don't see anything wrong with that.
It was funny as hell.
Yeah. If I could get away with doing that,
we do it here.
We do it anyway.
Remember the day we ate that whole pretzel mix the whole entire hour we were so
stoned? The Cheetos. Jen and I were ripping at me for eating Cheetos. Very funny.
Very funny.
Jeez.
Very funny. Well, now let's move right on to food, as a matter of fact, as our...
My newest obsession.
As our next new feature.
Can I make a confession? I've had it twice since I shared it with you.
Stop it. The same food? The same item?
Yes.
I'm very proud of you.
What?
Not a guilty confession. Stop with that.
Ugh.
All right, so this segment we've decided we're going to call it the fatty food review. Until
it's
we
like
come up with something
fat
better.
Food review.
And this week we are doing the same dish again because we shared a delicious dish last week and it was from a new.
Do you have the menu there?
I do.
Oh, I have the party menu
from a new restaurant, a new chain called Peiwei.
P-E-I-W-E-I.
It's like Asian.
I told you about that little conversation.
Peewee.
I had the bag on my desk, and the lady comes by, and she goes, ooh, what's Peewee? I'm like, well, Peewee's a sexual offender. He's a sex offender, but this is Peiwei, and this is really great Asian food.
And
this is like spawn from P.F. Chang's.
It is a product of the same company.
If you like P.F. Chang, I mean, you're guaranteed to like this, and it's express takeout. You can eat in. It's very small, very crowded, but I suggest just calling it in.
What song is she playing? Hopelessly Devoted to You.
I kind of feel that way about the Peiwei.
I think it's like, yeah, it's how you sound.
Yeah.
Aww.
I'm very devoted to Peiwei. First, it's on my way to work. It's on my way home from work.
You don't even have to cross the road. It's on the correct side
of the
road.
Come out, make a right, and there's a phenomenal brand new supermarket, Publix there.
Yeah.
Dunkin' Donut and a juice blend.
Shut the hell.
All within while I parked my car, did the Publix thing, got myself a juice blend, and went and picked up my pad thai.
I think I need to work at your office right now.
I'm trying.
The menu is limited, as it should be in a fast food place. The food is prepared in front of you, though. It's not you order your food, and it's prepared in front of you. Now, we shared
the giant woks hanging
huge,
in there and everything.
Huge. We shared the pad thai. Now, the pad thai to you was new a couple weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. You still have to come to Sukhothai, I'm just saying.
No, yeah, I will.
Yeah, but...
Now I feel like a connoisseur. I have something to compare it to.
You do, and yeah. You will love. You will enjoy. You will love. Oh, look,
but I do love the pad thai noodles, but they've got so many other things.
Have you tried anything else? Any of the appetizers?
No, I'm dying to try the Vietnamese chicken salad rolls.
That looks delicious, too.
Doesn't that sound good?
Ooh, yum. And the Asian chopped chicken salad sounds good. But, yeah, of course, you know, pad thai is really the way to go.
Is the dan dan noodles on there?
Dan dan noodles?
Dan dan.
Dan dan noodles, which is... you're going to have to read it.
That's it.
So sorry.
Oh, you're getting
down on the left. Just don't. Another 3 months, you won't be able to read it either.
And chili seared garlic soy, minced chicken, scallion, bean sprouts, cucumber, and egg noodles. Those
Yum.
Are the dan dan noodles. And the blazing noodles. Tomato, black pepper sauce, scallion, snap peas, carrot, cilantro, rice noodles, and Thai basil.
Oh, stop.
Did you know
that's
it was
very
different?
Sweet.
Thai basil, right.
It's very sweet. Oh, it's very
good. And again,
good.
The pad thai, the ones I'm hooked on, man. The sweet and sour sauce, tofu, bean sprouts, scallion, egg, crushed peanuts,
that
lime.
Is tofu in that.
Yeah, I told you. And lime, cilantro, and with the rice noodles. But their signature dishes, this is where we're going to get in trouble.
Ah!
Asian coconut curry. Green curry,
Yum.
Coconut sauce, ginger, Thai basil, red bell peppers with long beans. The Mongolian. I mean, you can get this with chicken, pork, or shrimp, beef, or vegetable tofu. Mm. They will make anything with vegetable tofu if you want them to.
Yum.
So they've got Thai dynamite, mandarin, kung pao, orange peel, honey seared. You can get all that chicken, shrimp, pork, beef, tofu, whatever you want. And they're fast.
Yep, that's it's good for
amazing.
Lunch.
Amazing.
It's good for us.
Good for lunch.
Now look
good for
this
dinner.
Up online, PEIWEI, because there's probably one near you or coming toward to you.
Yeah, they really are.
Soonly.
They're making a splash.
Soonly. All right, I recommend we take a quickie break. We reconvene, do Gemma, I mean, the questions.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting little format she provided for us this week.
Yes, Vicky, and, you've got a huge part that you play.
Get your questions ready for Dear Krabby and Abby. We are ready to dish out advice.
Advice or situations, we'll comment on whatever you got going on.
Whatever
so
you need.
Think about that, and we'll be back in a minute. You are listening to Denise and Donna on The Lesbian Lounge, mylesbianradio.com.
The Lesbian Lounge. Denise and Donna will be right back.
Alrighty, girls, now that you've heard my faux intro.
Excellent.
Alright, Denise, say hi.
Hey, you're listening to The Lesbian Lounge, and we have Gride and Broom on the line. Is this Allison or Shelley?
Both of us, actually.
Excellent!
Wow, cool, hi!
They're better with the technology than we are.
She's Denise, I'm Donna, and welcome to the lounge. You're live with us again. Apologize for the phone faux pas, and thanks being patient with us. Wow, welcome! Tell us who you are and what you do and why you're with us.
Well, we're Broom and Gride, and when we were planning our marriage for April 26th of this year, we realized that neither of us really identified with a bride or a groom.
Correct.
So we changed it up.
Good thinking.
That's funny. We were at a wedding that same weekend.
Really?
Yep.
I swear to God, yeah.
Yep. Denise that's was amazing. The best man, and I officiated, and producer Vicky was our photographer. And two friends of ours got married, and exactly when they were planning it, this whole concept of what to call themselves and who was going to go up first and all that was really puzzling.
Yeah. So we made these shirts, Broom and Gride, and we got such a great response from our friends and from our family that we decided to go into business and sell them online.
Well, how's that working out for you?
Great. We've gotten such a great response. Everyone in the LGBT community loves it. Plague moms and dads love it. It's been overwhelming and very nice. Yeah.
And this just started right before or just after your wedding? Did you become a business?
Actually, just after. Yeah.
Wow.
Perfect.
So you guys have been really busy. No time for honeymooning.
I know. That's next year.
Okay.
Oh, good. Good. Very good. Now, where are you guys located?
We're in San Francisco.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, that's
the hub,
perfect.
The hub of coolness, Denise. The hub of
the
coolness.
The Mecca of lesbians.
The Mecca of lesbians, of course. And
sure.
Now, we found you through MySpace, or I should be honest and say you guys found us through MySpace. One of our
loyal listeners.
Very
yeah.
loyal listeners, J-Ro, hooked us up through you guys. And also you've got your own .com, broomandgride.com, and available right now are these cool black t-shirts with the white letters that one says Broom, one says Gride. They're
That's
very
so cute.
Very very cute.
Great idea.
And
what did yours say? our bride and bride bought everybody the whole wedding party t-shirts, but based it on their personalities. They can
oh, funny.
Yeah,
what did yours say, Denise?
Best man? No. It said maid of honor, but it was done in like typing like when you would be jailed for something and have numbers underneath it.
Correct. Yeah. Mine said something like got spankings, but I don't know why, really. I don't know why.
Honestly, it was, you know, but that's a lot of work. I mean, if they would have known about this site, they could have just bought themselves shirts.
Absolutely.
And everybody else would have followed suit.
Absolutely.
It could have been like Broom's team, Gride's team.
Very good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now you got to start more.
Yeah, we do have lots of ideas, and some are coming to fruition a little bit sooner than we thought. So
that's good.
Probably in the next couple of months, we'll have a lot more, and we plan on doing more events too.
Oh, that's great! You got to make the festival rounds.
Yeah, exactly. So if people want to sign up for our newsletter, we'll send out an email and let them know when we have new products on our website.
Beautiful. And they can contact you through like a contact us link on the website?
Yeah.
Excellent. Right. Okay, good.
Or you can contact us on MySpace or Facebook. We have pages on both of those.
Oh, Facebook also.
Perfect.
Very
Excellent.
Cool. Very, very cool. Well, we wish you lots and lots of luck. It's, you know, it all it takes is one single completely unique idea.
Of course.
That no one's ever thought of and put out there, and I know you'll be very successful because, especially now in Cali, where weddings are legal.
Yeah.
And we're following suit everywhere else we go.
That certainly worked in your favor, didn't it?
Right.
We had to strike while the iron was hot.
Good thinking.
Yeah, totally.
Good thinking.
That's great.
That's awesome, you guys. Now working together, is that going okay?
Yeah. Well, we've been together for 6 years, so working together is kind of easy as well.
Oh, this will go great. Yeah, this will go great.
Definitely like 12 in lesbian years, so.
Right.
They've got the history. They've got the history.
18, I thought it was times three. Right?
Times three.
Like 18 years. All right, we're going to throw you on our top friends on both of our MySpace pages.
The girls already posted the links in the chat room, so
very
I'm sure
good.
You'll get some hits tonight.
We'd certainly love you to stay in touch with us, and every time you get something new coming out, keep us up to date, and we'll talk about you and have more photos of everything on the air.
Excellent. Great. Thank you very much. And we really appreciate you having us on the air tonight.
Well, thank you so much for being patient. We appreciate that, too.
No problem.
Best of luck, girls. We'll be in touch.
Hey, thanks.
Thank you, guys.
Bye. Thanks.
Bye.
Very cool. That was Shelly and Allison from broomandgride.com.
I'm gonna write that down.
They've got some cool ideas. You know, this is nice. They can take care of the bride and bride, the groom and groom, whatever. And they also, the wedding party, it sounds like they're coming up with big ideas.
They absolutely can.
Beautiful.
Send some shirts down. Women Fest was how they always have that wedding
appearance. Oh,
that's right.
We could give those
away. Sunset ceremony.
The sunset ceremony.
We are like
sunset.
Way down Federal Highway when that thing starts off, right? Donna, drive faster. Drive faster.
Yes, we are.
Over in a gas station when that started.
Yes.
I think we actually were.
You know what? I'm
we were peeing in your truck when that
I'm
was going
knocking
on.
Wood against this ticket thing.
I'm
going to
buy you that large plaid pee-pee pad.
I think I need the large flood pee pee pad for Bruiser.
I think that would be amazing.
Bruiser needs the pee pee pad. All right, now, are we ready for Gemma?
I think we are.
I
am. Oh, sorry, Vic.
No,
and she just popped in the chat room.
Oh, she hears us. She knows when it's coming. Very impressed with our youngster this week. I'm telling you.
Nice.
All righty. So time for Gemma, as usual, for questions, always to delve into a little extra information that we may not necessarily want to share ourselves, but Gemma has directions this week.
She does, and Vicky, you are part of this.
Yeah.
For these questions, she says, I would like Vic to read them without answering if she doesn't want to, and the two of us, Denise, have to do the entire segment with our eyes shut. Vicky, you have to be the observer and make sure this actually
So I don't even need these, huh?
Happens. So okay. I've printed them out for her, and she's on mic.
Okay.
And I'm going to shut my eyes, and you know I don't like having my eyes closed. I don't trust the people in the room. Are your eyes closed?
Wait.
Yours aren't. You're looking at her.
I'm looking at her.
Can you hear me?
All right, go. Yeah, I can
hear you. Okay.
Describe what you are wearing right now down to the color of your bra and panties if you have them on. No, it says if you can remember.
Wait, what I'm wearing?
I have to just say what Denise is wearing?
No, what you are wearing.
All right, Denise, go ahead. I know what I'm wearing.
I have on a black faux suede long sleeve button down shirt.
What do you call that shirt, Denise?
My instant score shirt.
My guaranteed score shirt.
My guaranteed sex shirt. And a pair of Levi's black shoes, coral colored panties, and a black bra.
I am wearing a gray tank top with those. Stop laughing! I think you're looking at me!
I'm not, I just heard gray tank top.
With the little tiny snaps all down the front for easy removal. No bra, as what happens as I walk in the door after my day job, the bra goes bye-bye. Hideous pink pants, because I don't wear these in public ever.
And, what's on your feet?
Nothing! Naked feet! And blue panties!
That answer is true.
That was this morning on Paul and Ron.
I know. Do you love it? How funny.
Oh,
did you
excellent.
Ever secretly think that you wish that you were not gay?
That's not the next question.
All right. Okay. Number two, Vicola.
Recall your proudest moment. What is something that you have done recently or anywhere in your past that really made you proud?
Oh, Donna, go first. It's going to take me a while.
It's going to be, it's really corny, and it's kind of a two-sided question because it's my most recent, most proud moment.
Her eyes closed.
Yes, and I'm going to cry.
All right.
You can't cry if your eyes close.
Of course you can, you dork. My most recent, most proud moment was being able to experience and witness
the Zappa concert.
Close.
Ben graduating from high school.
Of course, yes. That would be a proud moment.
That was a very, very proud moment for me.
And that was recent.
And that was most recent.
Do you have anything in your past?
Nope, that's it.
I'm ashamed of everything in my past.
No, okay.
No, I'm proud of certain things.
Yeah.
I'm proud of the daughter that I am to my mom at most of the times.
I waver on that one.
You got
I could be better. I think actually
most.
My proudest moment, so because dorky. It came as a surprise, was actually graduating high school.
Oh!
Because I had missed so many days, I didn't think I was going to make it.
Same reason as you, then.
I was a nervous friggin' wreck.
This is freaky with only the headphones and no eyes.
I know.
Very freaky.
Ugh. Okay, so yeah, graduating high school, and probably most recently learning to apologize.
Aww.
So those are my two.
I'm gonna cry for you too.
All right, next one.
Hurry up, get to something corny.
Ideally, where would you like to see yourself in 5 years, career-wise? And I know neither of you will be at your same job that you're at now.
That is correct. Ideally, yeah, we would like to be on Logo.
Yeah.
I can speak for both of us.
Logo, Bravo, MTV, Bravo. VH1. I don't care, but
yep. Ideally,
somebody's got to see what goes on here.
Either a late-night talk show on Logo or a morning drive show.
Yeah. Personally, I'd like to see the soap opera get produced with actual people and characters that people can follow along with.
Right.
That would be awesome.
Right.
And
career-wise, I'd love to not have to work for anybody I hate. That's all. That's that basic. It's basic. No, I'm, seriously. Go ahead.
I'd like to like what I do. Yeah.
Yeah,
no,
I would like
no,
to
No,
like I do.
I like what I do, but I would like to do something more on the film side
think
of things.
It's fucked up.
Right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Definitely something on the film.
Hurry up. I'm sweating.
Okay. Number four.
List your three most favorite body parts that you would like to concentrate on during sex, and your reasons why. And it doesn't say if they're your body parts or your partner's.
Oh, I guess it's a two-parter.
That you concentrate on somebody else?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's what it means. That you concentrate on during sex.
You go first.
Me? Kissing, number one.
Oh, yeah. That's not a body part.
Got it. It is a body part. Lips.
Lips right, and mouth.
All right.
Big time lips and mouth.
Mm. God damn. So hard.
Yeah.
You're so hard.
You're so dirty.
Rhythm is very important.
That's not a body part.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
We talked about your favorite body part today.
Yeah, well, you know, the definitely the pussway.
Yeah.
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 Yeah,
kissing in the pussway. Is there three?
Three.
Just all over skin. All over skin.
Very good. That's a good important body part.
Yeah.
Good.
Yes.
I'm gonna have to start with kissing for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I love the
for sure.
Like lips as a body part, and then just kissing in general.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy concentrating on nipples. I like the nipples.
A nippleter.
It's like the best part of being a lesbian is you get to have that for yourself in your own mouth. And also, the puss.
Yeah.
Yep, there's nothing more tasty than a nice, slippery, slitty.
Most definitely.
Except for nasty gash, but, you know, I'm just saying.
Whoa.
Wow.
I opened my eyes on that last one because you grossed
me out.
Are we done?
Yeah. That was weird.
Oof. Strange.
That was
probably much more honest that way.
I think that's why.
Maybe.
She's a teacher, you know. She knows these things. I mean, Gemma, as well as Vic.
We always make our students close their eyes during a test. Yes.
Very good.
And then you wonder why they failed. She said we had to close our eyes.
I am a little sweaty. I'm not even kidding.
Wow. From that last question?
I just, the whole experience.
Oh.
The trust issue. I'm having my eyes closed.
You kept waiting for me to smack you down.
I did. I really, really did. That's very true. Thank you, Gemma, making it the most interesting of all.
Honestly.
Let's roll it into the poison.
Oh, yeah, because these are the never ending.
Next week, I need at least two questions. Either email to us.
Oh, dear Krabby Nabby.
Or through the chat room. Dear Krabby and Abby, we are brimming with information and advice.
Oh,
and opinions.
And opinions.
Opinions.
Thank you, baby.
Unique perspectives. I like to call
very
them.
Very unique. You are correct.
Unique perspectives.
Even Miss McKay, she's good for questions
right
now.
Yeah, and Bethy made it in, too. WNBA Beth missed her whole report. Thank God that she has the commentary, because I don't watch these things. And for her to know that you reported on the WNBA Brawl...
How does she know that?
No, I'm saying, for her to miss that.
Oh.
You reported on it, yeah.
Okay, I just burnt my own finger because I'm an asshole.
Because I'm an asshole.
I forgot to open my eyes before I lit the lighter.
Oh, my wow. God. All right, here we go.
All right. Where are we hitting?
Cruising around Atlanta because, you know...
We got some business going on up there.
We've got business going on up there this week, and we've got a friend going up there, so I thought I'd do my best to pick out some rotten personals to stay away from.
Oh, good. Gemma. Jen.
Oh, my God.
Don't go cruising.
First one, you know, all right, the tagline, the picture, and the about me are the things that I focus on.
Correct.
And these are the things that usually jump out and make me go, ill. I've got to go further.
Right.
So that's usually what happens.
Anything that might offend somebody else from going on.
Don't get me wrong. I find a lot of A's. I just don't feel the need to report on them. Because, you know, I mean, this is about the F's.
What's wrong with them?
Yes.
Sometimes in comparison, an A is good, especially if it titillates and tantalizes. But other than that.
Yeah, no, this is
just bad. We don't really
need
the A's.
This is just bad, once again. The tagline was L-word lover 08.
Oh.
Now we already have the mindset.
Okay, now we already know you're a stereotype. Continue.
She's looking for a Bette. She's looking for a Tina.
She's certainly looking not looking for a Jenny.
Yeah, so it's that right there just brings it down, brings the whole tone of it down.
Down.
So, I mean, that's okay if you're looking for friends, you know, to talk about it with. But, I mean, Jesus Christ, with that expectation out there, honestly, what am I going to do with that?
Seriously.
So
how are you
going
to ever match one of them?
Right. And here's the best part. Lesbian in the personal life, not at work. Aye.
All right.
Oh.
You're not going to be able to share very much then.
Exactly. Single, never been married, 38. Whiter than white can be, from Atlanta. She's a Leo. She's just looking for now. She lives with one roommate.
Leos are dangerous.
Are they?
They can be.
Is that just your opinion, or do you have prior knowledge?
I have documentation to back that up.
Experience? Okay. She describes her looks as feminine, yeah, I guess. The picture is obviously taken at like a party bar, and she's behind the bar, and she's like pointing to like the glasses that hang upside down or whatever.
Oh, good. She's a bartender.
Yeah, well, either a bartender or such a great patron that they let her behind the bar, which is scary, too.
Maybe she washes the dishes at the bar.
Maybe she scrubs those clean
and
glasses.
And she's showing you there's no spots.
Yeah.
right, there you go.
Eyes brown, hair brown, body type athletic, height is average, doesn't smoke. Drinks socially / occasionally, that we can tell from the picture.
Good.
Be careful not to project an image that people might not want to be around all the time.
They see all those bar glasses hanging and they know.
Oh, jeez. And here we go. Religion prefers not to say.
Wiccan!
Special training in her schooling. Does not have children.
Well, you know, that special training, I go right to SWAT team member.
I go right to, like, retard teacher. No? Yeah, no.
That's very PC of you, my love.
Oh, sorry.
Very PC.
Well, you know, special training, you know.
Yeah, like short bus.
Exactly.
Which is also a great independent film that you should never miss.
Okay, so in the about me, this is what I like right off the bat. Lesbians only need to apply.
Oh, good, because you're listed under women for women, duh.
Apparently she doesn't even want a bisexual even near her.
Okay.
Because that's in capital letters.
You feel the same way.
I am a little biphobic.
You are biphobic.
Yeah, just disease-carrying nymphomaniacs. Let me count the ways. I enjoy a lot of laughter, good conversation, occasional glass of red wine. Not by that picture, baby. Although travel takes a great deal of my time, I'm happy when I'm home, spending time with my dog and friends. Oh.
The dog came before the friends?
The dog came before, yeah, in that order. What matters to me is her attributes, including honesty, integrity, intellect, a great sense of humor, and understanding that jealousy is a sign of insecurity which has no place in a trusting relationship.
Amen.
Are you putting the baggage out there a little bit?
I think we know you got burned a little, maybe, honey.
I think so.
Yeah. Yep, yep.
Well, hanging out in the bar, what is your partner supposed to think?
Right.
You know, I mean, unless she's standing there with you, and apparently she wasn't.
And if you met her at the bar, you know, then she knows better.
Exactly.
Correct.
You are a good communicator and listener, have varied interests, which you're willing to share as well as expand on. You are upbeat, high high energy and stimulating my mind and body. You know what? Don't tell me what I am. Like, this is the part I can't stand.
Jeez, if, like, cause
it's like, you know what? Just make a wish list. Just make a wish list and send it off to Santa.
A list of...
Honest to God.
A list of 10, and if 9 is covered, you're good?
Yes. Yeah, you know, don't compromise,
you know,
on that 9th
one. You know what? Like, if I read that personal, here's what I would think. I would think that, like, if I was, like, a few of those things, but not all of those things, I wouldn't even bother. She's already giving me her list. I can't match that list. And
right?
You know what? You cannot see her in this photo.
She's looking for a bet.
She's looking for a bet. That's not a good communicator.
Okay, then it's Tina.
That's better.
Okay, definitely.
But you know something? I wouldn't even have chosen this photo.
Again, right? Party girl.
No.
All she needs is a bunch of Bud Light beads and some kind of friggin' hat.
Yeah, you're not really seeing her.
A ring in the Happy New Year hat, and it would totally be like it from a New Year's party.
Elwood Lover 08. Well, sorry, baby. I hope you get something out of that.
Yeah,
I don't know what's happening.
I really hope I hope Jennifer Beals contacts you.
Immediately. I think Chaykin is waiting for you right now.
All right, the next one. Honestly, I clicked on it because I thought that I was going to laugh because I thought a guy accidentally put his personal on a women for women.
Okay.
Because if I'm not looking at Zach from Saved by the Bell here,
oh no,
I will eat my own shorts. Okay. I mean, honestly.
Oh my God, that is not a woman. No, Denise. That
okay.
is not a woman.
Is that not Zach from Saved by the Bell?
Yeah, that's not a woman.
Same thing with the polo shirt.
Yes, exactly.
With the 80s polo shirt,
the blonde,
pink with
yep.
blonde hair.
Yep.
Not a girlish feature to be found.
Nothing feminine
Nothing.
About her at
Lesbian,
all.
Lesbian, openly gay. How could you not be?
Really?
Honestly, single, never been
Basically,
married.
Basically, have to walk around showing your vagina for anybody to believe
exactly.
you're a woman.
Exactly.
You're a lesbian.
This is insane. Single, never been married, 35, Aquarius.
No picture, so I put my twin brother up instead.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, there you go.
Looking for a long-term relationship, lives alone.
Lonely and alone.
Lonely,
desperate and alone. Does not smell good. No. No.
It reeks of desperate.
Of desperation.
Describes the looks as clean cut. Oh, definitely,
yes.
Zach.
Mighty clean, Zach.
Blonde hair, blue eyes,
Captain
athletic.
Captain of the football team.
Yeah,
there you go.
Exactly.
There you go.
Oh my God, it is. Doesn't smoke, drinks occasionally, religion, Christian. Has some college, doesn't want children. The about me.
How could she?
I thought, I know, I don't think those can come out of a peni. But the about me, I thought, well, let me find something like girlish.
Right, go on.
So here we go.
I like to build things with my hands.
I've been told that I'm curvy with a nice back end and intense eyes. Yes, so was Zach. I consider myself to be athletic looking with cowgirl flair.
Flair, huh?
Does this fit? Flair. Question mark. Let me know. A couple of months ago, here's where it gets weird. A couple of months ago,
Let me tell you a story.
I saw the most amazing pair of boots.
Boots.
Thinking about those boots, I can't help but think that a good partner is like a favorite pair of boots.
Oh, an analogy.
When I first saw that pair of boots, how they caught my eye. It was an immediate and natural attraction. Boots we're talking about here. Boots. Okay.
It's an analogy.
I reached out. I gently picked them up. They felt perfect. The composition, the balance, the appearance.
Ooh.
It was that of a pair of boots that was made for me alone. I put them on. They immediately felt perfect and comfortable. I walked around the store. With each step, they felt better. I took a good look at them. They were built well, built to last a lifetime. They would protect my feet forever. They would keep me dry and warm and safe and comfortable. And with every passing day, they would become more comfortable. I know this. They would constantly be ever so slightly adjusting to me as I would to them. I knew we could share a lifetime of comfort. And that, with each passing day, I would grow to love these boots more and more. Now, isn't that how it's supposed to be with the right partner? That immediate natural attraction, the feeling that she's the right one, the comfort, the strength, the longevity,
the
knowledge.
Blah.
Just go to Griff's and get your boots.
Oh, for God's sakes, you know what I'm hearing? I want somebody I can walk all over. That's what I'm hearing.
Who fondles boots like this?
Now, this name you didn't even say. Tazzy's 1-2.
Taz is 1-2. Like, Taz is a big lesbian,
too. Taz is 1-2.
Yeah.
Oh, my. No.
Taz is what? Taz is a cowgirl? Taz wears cowboy boots? What?
Taz is a man in a woman's ad? I mean, seriously.
Once again, we've laughed.
We've laughed. We've peed. We've enjoyed the night. Have you?
I swear I appreciate Wednesday nights more and more. Like a good pair of boots.
Like a good pair of boots. Like a nice warm blanket on my bed. Oh, my God.
Well, we will meet you back here next week, and I believe we have J.D. Danner next week.
J.D. Danner will be in studio with us next week, and we will see you all on Sunday for the rebroadcast of this here show. Look for the podcast. We're getting them up there as best as we can. Thank you guys for dealing with the phone shit. Lori Michaels, great success to you. And Broom and Gride will be following your careers.
That's right. Thanks again, everybody. We'll see you back here next Wednesday. I'll catch you when you fall, 'cause you're too much to carry.